Part 4 consists of two tasks. You will hear 5 short extracts in which people are talking about their day at work. Look at task 1. For questions 21 to 25, choose from the list A to H what happened at work. Now look at task 2. For questions 26 to 30, choose from the list A to H each speaker's feeling about what happened. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. You now have 45 seconds in which to look at part 4. Speaker 1.
I didn't think there was any point doing it, but I had to just do as I was told and get on with it. It took me ages because it all had to be ready ahead of the meeting at the end of the day, and I slogged away without much of a break to get it all done. And guess what? They didn't have time to discuss it in the meeting, which is what I'd guessed anyway. It's the sort of thing that happens quite often, but I've got used to it now. In this particular case, I think that what I did might very well prove to have been worth it eventually, because I think there's a good chance they'll go ahead with the project before too long.
Speaker 2.
Well, nobody's perfect, and that includes him. So I don't know why he thinks he can tell everyone else off when he's always getting things wrong himself. There's no point arguing with him, though. You just get in even more trouble, as some of my colleagues have found out to their cost. So I just had to take it when he came and made a big thing about how badly I'd done the work. In actual fact, the problem was a trivial one that took about 10 seconds to fix. I never let it get to me, though. I know what he's like, and it doesn't bother me.
Speaker 3.
It's strange to suddenly find myself singled out. I never thought they'd choose me for the trade fair. I assumed there were far better candidates. It's the sort of thing that will stand me in very good stead and might lead to other things too. I never expected such a thing to happen, and if I'm honest, I'm not sure I'm ready for it. The prospect of going there and being responsible for potential deals and new business fills me with a certain amount of dread. I'd hate to mess it up.
Speaker 4.
I wasn't exactly looking forward to it, as I was expecting her to be very negative about my performance in recent times. I'd anticipated what she might have a go at me for, and I'd prepared my defence. And indeed, she did start off by asking me how I thought I'd been doing recently. But I was surprised to see that she was very much on my side. It was, I thought, a very good piece of management, acknowledging that there was room for improvement, but balancing it with praise for the positives.
Speaker 5.
I thought there would be lots of arguments, and very little would be agreed, if anything, because those people simply do not get on well together and don't have any respect for each other normally. Well, that's not what happened. This time everything went through smoothly, and the whole thing was over in next to no time. Quite why it all went so well is something I can't work out. It doesn't make sense that they should suddenly all agree. There must be some logical reason, but I can't see it.
Now you'll hear part 4 again. Speaker 1.
I didn't think there was any point doing it, but I had to just do as I was told and get on with it. It took me ages because it all had to be ready ahead of the meeting at the end of the day, and I slogged away without much of a break to get it all done. And guess what? They didn't have time to discuss it in the meeting, which is what I'd guessed anyway. It's the sort of thing that happens quite often, but I've got used to it now. In this particular case, I think that what I did might very well prove to have been worth it eventually, because I think there's a good chance they'll go ahead with the project before too long.
Speaker 2.
Well, nobody's perfect, and that includes him. So I don't know why he thinks he can tell everyone else off when he's always getting things wrong himself. There's no point arguing with him, though. You just get in even more trouble, as some of my colleagues have found out to their cost. So I just had to take it when he came and made a big thing about how badly I'd done the work. In actual fact, the problem was a trivial one that took about 10 seconds to fix. I never let it get to me, though. I know what he's like, and it doesn't bother me.
Speaker 3.
It's strange to suddenly find myself singled out. I never thought they'd choose me for the trade fair. I assumed there were far better candidates. It's the sort of thing that will stand me in very good stead and might lead to other things too. I never expected such a thing to happen, and if I'm honest, I'm not sure I'm ready for it. The prospect of going there and being responsible for potential deals and new business fills me with a certain amount of dread. I'd hate to mess it up.
Speaker 4.
I wasn't exactly looking forward to it, as I was expecting her to be very negative about my performance in recent times. I'd anticipated what she might have a go at me for, and I'd prepared my defence. And indeed, she did start off by asking me how I thought I'd been doing recently, but I was surprised to see that she was very much on my side. It was, I thought, a very good piece of management, acknowledging that there was room for improvement, but balancing it with praise for the positives.
Speaker 5.
I thought there would be lots of arguments, and very little would be agreed, if anything, because those people simply do not get on well together and don't have any respect for each other normally. Well, that's not what happened. This time everything went through smoothly, and the whole thing was over in next to no time. Quite why it all went so well is something I can't work out. It doesn't make sense that they should suddenly all agree. There must be some logical reason, but I can't see it.
That is the end of part 4. There will now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. Then your supervisor will collect all the question papers and answer sheets.